popcorn, pour the beer, set your lineup to crush your peers, pick your players and have no fear, cause the best podcast in the world is here.
Football's back, football's back.
Sets up deep in the pocket, rolls down the field.
Football's back, fantasy football's back.
So how in the hell did the Bills do it, Bloom? Like, seriously, get the best tight end of this class, best receiver in this class, by the way, Dalton Kincaid. He's the best receiver. Now, there's a T-E next to his name. He's not a tight end, baby. Don't ask him to block. But he is a receiver like no other. And the Bills got him. Like, what a weapon. They also got the best guard in this class. More on that in just a little bit. But as we recap the NFL draft here on the Audible, Cecil Lammy, Sigmund Bloom, we're starting the AFC East. We're doing it in Buffalo. Of course we're doing. They're doing it in Buffalo. Am I right, everybody? Yeah. Dalton Kincaid. Perfect. A perfect match. Another weapon for Josh Allen. A guy that can make a seam ripping down the same. I know some people are saying like Zach Ertz. I don't see that. I see more Darren Waller, honestly.
Yeah.
Like Dalton Kincaid, that type of guy. So don't ask him to block. Ask him to go catch. He's going to make a ton of plays. You follow that up with Osiris Torrance. I had him as the best guard. Honestly, in my mock draft, and I only do one a year, I believe I had him to the Jets. What was that, 12, 13, whatever the Jets were?
Mm-hmm.
So Osiris Torrance falls all the way to the second round. Bills scoop him up. That's unfair. Okay, so I got the best tight end, the best receiver, period, and the best guard. Nice. Dorian Williams, Tulane inside linebacker, third rounder. Might have been a little overdrafted. Whatever. Justin Shorter, Florida wide receiver in the fifth. Interesting. Offensive guard in the seventh. Two picks. Nick Broeker, Ole Miss. And then Alex Austin, Oregon State. Cornerback. Bill started with two bangers, Bloom. Certainly got my attention.
Yeah. Kincaid, I'll give you another name, Cease. Yeah. Dallas Clark. Why not Dallas Clark?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you remember the element that Dallas Clark added, that big play element from slot receiver, honestly, more than tight end. And we knew after last year, the way the season ended, they have to do something to give their offense another dimension. And they did. And did they hop Dallas? Was Dallas looking at him? Or just, is he so good? This was a pick. If he had gone number 13, it's interesting that the Packers took two tight ends. Because if he had gone number 13 to the Packers, we said, solid pick. Solid. Totally get it. Totally get it. They get him at 25. Torrance, I love the story. And again, I'm going to give a shout out to Dane Brugler because he gives such good biographical information. At one point, Osiris Torrance stopped playing football in middle school, and he was up to 420 pounds in high school.
Ooh, ooh.
420 pounds in high school. And he went back to football because he wanted to try to lose weight and try to get back in shape. That worked out pretty good for him, I think. And you love these stories. You love these stories. And I think it's a reminder to everybody that wherever you are in your life, wherever you are in your life story, you're the author. And it can change. And if you will it, it is no dream. And yeah, he's going to help this offensive line a lot. Williams is terrific. And I think you're starting to put together the pieces. Brandon Bean was actually really forthcoming about why they didn't keep Tremaine Edmonds, right?
Right.
You got Terrell Bernard and now Dorian Williams. And maybe they're not as stout as Tremaine Edmonds. I mean, who's as stout as Tremaine Edmonds?
Ooh.
But you have somebody in Williams with range, with lateral agility. And I think that you can see the difference in what they're stressing here, a seek and destroy kind of linebacker. Justin Shorter is interesting. Justin Shorter is definitely interesting. Gabe Davis, I think there's some Gabe Davis in Justin Shorter's game.
Sure.
This guy's like a 6'4", 220-ish wide receiver, has enough speed to get downfield. So I could see Gabe Davis, hey, if things don't start to really turn around for him or become more consistent this year, see if Shorter develops. Remember, they gave up a fifth to get Nyheim Hines. Broeker is a really good pick on the third day. I mean, Cease, I don't know about you, but when I'm scouting offensive linemen, the first thing, and I really mean, well, maybe the first thing is feet, but that's every position, right?
Yeah.
That's like old school scouting.
All right.
Let me look at his feet. Let me look at his feet. That's why it's bad to fall down. You know, this is something you cannot do in the NFL, is end up on the ground. Feet. But after feet, especially the offensive line, mean streak. I want a guy that plays with a mean streak. He's smart. He's sound. He's durable. Exactly the kind of guy that can save you as your seventh or eighth offensive lineman when injuries strike during a game. Austin is the zone corner to wind things up. I think they come away with a couple of extra six-round picks. Denver and Dallas is six-round picks next year also. So, you know, not necessarily a franchise-changing draft, a draft that addresses some of the turnover, maybe turnover to come, addresses something I think they needed. I don't know if this is going to be transformational, but I do think it at least allows them to keep Cincinnati and Kansas City in sight up ahead on the road.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the right way to put it. They got Jordan Mims from Fresno State as an undrafted free agent. Anytime they add a running back, now I would have liked him to get a Tavian Thomas because I love Tavian Thomas, even though he's just a two-down thumper. But if the Bills add a running back, Bloom, I'm going to take notice.
Yeah, and Mims is shifty, maybe a third down back. Jalen Wayne's interesting out of South Alabama. Another big wide out who can win at the catch point, maybe get downfield. So, you know, shorter Wayne, see who can come out on top in training camp and get that spot in waiting if they don't keep Gabe Davis.
Okay, we have a lot to get to undrafted-wise. Not necessarily in the draft when it comes to our next group, and that, of course, is the Miami Dolphins. Love Mike McDaniel, and no first-rounder, so they go second-rounder Cam Smith, South Carolina, a cornerback, and he could have pushed for the first round. There might have been some mocks or some discussion about him being around there. The really where we're going to spend the meat of this conversation, Bloom, is Devin Achane, Texas A&M running back. Another, hey, the Dolphins got more speed. Like, it's just, you just put it together. You're like, oh my God. Like, and no one's going to be paying attention to the running game, which this whole offense is kind of predicated on. But with those wide receivers, like, okay, Tua, just stay healthy, baby, because you've got field stretchers abound. You got a running back that can rip off 80 yarders. Like, it's a perfect fit in the third round. It's a fantastic fit, Bloom. That's where most of our conversation will be. I already said that. Elijah Higgins, Stanford wide receiver. I'd have rather had Michael Wilson. But anyway, Ryan Hayes to round it out in the seventh. Michigan offensive tackle, again, not much. That's why they signed, like, a million UDFAs, but let's talk about who they drafted, including Achane.
Yeah. Before we talk about who they drafted, this team, so it's folks can probably tell as part of my prep for this show, I try to look back and see how did the teams get the picks they have? Did they trade away some picks already?
Yeah.
You know, boy, that list is long for Miami. This is a team. Well, the first round pick, they didn't necessarily trade away. Well, one of the first round picks got taken from them. The other one they trade away for Bradley Chubb. They trade away a third, which they got for Devontae Parker to get Jalen Ramsey. The fourth and the sixth aren't there because that was part of the Tyreek Hill trade. And they gave away their fifth last year for Jeff Wilson. So you see that they see their draft picks as currency. And that's why they only end up with four players in this draft. Cam Smith can play inside, can play outside. Notice they did not pick up the option for Austin Jackson. Surprise. They did not pick up the option for Noah Igbinoghene. So they go and they get Cam Smith, and maybe that pick will work out better. Achane, what a fit. What a fit. What a fit. Cease, is there a better team for him than Miami in terms of running game?
No.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you you're crazy if you take him 6th, 7th, 8th in your rookie draft in the first round because
he's
of the fit.
Kamara
because
there. He's Kamara there. That's what he is.
Well, and Cease, just like you said, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this compared to other players, right? Okay, he's undersized. What do you recall about the Miami offense last year? What was so impressive and unprecedented, honestly, about the Miami offense last year was how they spaced out the field, right? So who cares? Who cares if he's undersized when you're spreading out the defense the way that they do? Because that is what is going to allow him to make hay. What a pick. What a pick. I won't be surprised if he gets up to the point. See, so remember the years of just a ploy to motivate Tatum Bell. The Shanahan running backs in Denver every year, right? I don't know that he's going to get up to 300 carries, but I think that in terms of efficiency, I think that this is a guy who can easily put up a Jamal Charles kind of season. And by that, I mean, like, you're only giving him, say, 15 carries a game at the most, and he's still getting 1,500 yards. You know, 5.5, 6 yards a carry, very much in range for him. And I'd love this pick. Higgins, well, to be fair, Cease, Wilson went in the third round to Arizona. We'll talk about that when we get to wheat and the Never Eat Sour Wheat. But they're going to turn him into a tight end, Higgins. So they don't use the tight end that much as a receiver, but that's what the plan is for him. And again, Darren, the name Darren Waller comes up. Hayes can play left tackle, play functional strength. That's probably the third thing for offensive linemen. Feet, mean streak, functional strength. It's not there, but that's why he falls to the end of the draft.
Okay, undrafted free agents for the Miami Dolphins include Daywood Davis, Western Kentucky, wide receiver and corner at Oregon, went to Western Kentucky, tall, fast, doesn't know the route tree, but he's got the speed to create separation, so you bet your ass I'm going to be watching Daywood Davis in super crazy deep dynasty formats.
And Chris Brooks. I believe he's a Matt Waldman favorite. And Chris Brooks is a solid receiver, and he's a get-what's-there kind of runner. In this offense, a get-what's-there kind of runner, that's Jeff Wilson, right? A get-what's-there kind of runner can be just fine if injuries push them onto the field.
Yep, yep, yep. New England Patriots drafted everybody.
Yeah.
And I do like some of their picks, Bloom, so I will not belabor it on some. And then I'm going to tell you who I like about their draft class. Christian Gonzalez could have been drafted higher. Honestly, there were people out there who had him ranked as the number one corner. Certainly talented when he gets his hands on receivers, that's for sure. So New England gets him there at 17 in the first round. Then the streak continues. Keon White, Georgia Tech edge player. Kind of a tweener, but definitely can attack the football. He's got that good burst to the quarterback and knows how to scrape and flow and find the play. Marty Mapu, Sacramento State. I believe they're the Hornets. Inside linebacker, third round pick. Saw him on the All-Star road trip. I know the Broncos liked him, and he is a fly to the football kind of guy that doesn't take false steps, not really tricked by play fakes or pump fakes. Also, coming from a small school, he's going to have to take that next step. But on the All-Star road trip, I can't remember if it was Senior or Shrine. I'm sorry, my brain is toast. But I know I saw Mapu, and he did prove that wherever it was, Vegas or Mobile, he could play against better competition. Here we go. Fourth round, Jake Andrews, Troy, center. Chad Ryland, Maryland, kicker. Sidy Sowell, Eastern Michigan, guard. Fifth round, Antonio Maffi, UCLA, guard. Sixth round, and they have four picks in the sixth round.
You're right.
Kayshon Booty, LSU wide receiver. Bryce Behringer, Michigan State punter. Now the Patriots becoming the second team. Janikowski. It was the Raiders. Janikowski and whoever the hell they took as a punter that year. I should know his name. But anyway, DeMario Douglas, Liberty wide receiver, is one of my favorite players. From the Shrine, and I remember where he was. We talked about him on the Shrine Bowl recap.
Yes.
Mario Douglas, I believe I called him 7-Eleven because he was always open. Like that, sleeper, Mario Douglas, love it. Amari Speed, Michigan State corner, and then Isaiah Bolden, Jackson State corner, the only FCS, or the only HBCU player that was drafted. I know Dion was upset about that. So let's talk about what New England did. Because they didn't hardly get any UDFAs because they drafted everybody.
Yeah, this is a team that moved around in the draft a lot, got some picks, maybe from some mistakes, you know, but they still got something out of it. But they moved down and they get Christian Gonzalez. A lot of people had him as the first cornerback off the board. Some had him going number six to Detroit in mock drafts. And he's that classic long athletic outside corner for New England. I forget who it was on our show that laid out the way that New England Belichick likes to put the best corner on the number two wide receiver, bracket the number one. Gonzalez can probably do pretty good against number two receivers, unless it's Jalen Waddle. White, a lot of people had White going in the first round. And isn't it perfect, Cease? You know, there's symmetry, right? Tyree Wilson, an inside outside kind of guy. The traits are there for Wilson, but you don't necessarily see them show up. but you do see the power, you see them for the ball. He's going to be playing with Chandler Jones. And doesn't Keon White kind of remind you of Chandler Jones also?
Yeah.
Where you have a player that isn't a classic bendy shot out of a gun edge rusher, but has that inside-outside versatility. Like you said, Cease, power, awareness. I love this pick for them. I think White's going to be outstanding. I like the Mapu pick. And this is a defense that knows how to use the safety linebacker, like you said, Cease, fly to the ball kind of players. You saw what they did with Kyle Duggar. Kyle Duggar's a player that this team loved, maybe didn't prove it at a higher level of competition, but they knew what to do with him. Andrews, they get as part of the Sony Michel trade. Again, not the best first round pick, but they got something out of it at the end. Solid guard center. Sal is a defense, developmental offensive lineman. Here's an interesting one with Moffey. Rugby player, former player on defense. See, so I remember when I used to work up offensive linemen back in the day when we did the All-Star Tour, I liked seeing a player start out on defense and then move to the offensive line. I thought that was a really excellent way to understand the position, understand the player across the line of scrimmage from you, but get that competitive toughness first and foremost, and then you can learn the position, right? Mm-hmm. Rugby background, you think of Jordan Mailata here. So I think this is nice. I like what they did with these later picks, right? Kayshon Boutte is a first round pick 2 years ago. He's a first round pick. Now, does he love football? Is his ankle robbed him? Sixth round? I'll bring him in and find out. This team needs wide receivers. I'll bring him in and find out. Certainly, again, the kicker punter, that's Bill Belichick's. What's the old meme with him with the binoculars, you know,
that's right.
Kicker and a punter. Yeah, that's Belichick. But that's okay when you have so many picks. Douglas, who coached him at the Shrine Game? The Patriots. Jacoby Myers. This is your next Jacoby Myers. This is Jacoby Myers all over again. So you love that. Speed, what a great name for a developmental cornerback upside there. Zay Bolden's really interesting as a developmental center. Highly recruited, ended up going to Jackson State to try to play for Deion Sanders. How's that going, by the way, Cease? Developmental player, has got some kick return punch, at least maybe can make the team as a special teamer.
Yeah, I was at the spring game. So,
yeah,
I was...
A lot of players leaving. What's the plan here?
Well,
what's the plan?
Deion shows up and he says, I already brought some luggage. It's Louis. And if you want to go, if you don't have Louis, then go.
How are there going to be enough players in the transfer portal to make up for all these players that are leaving?
Well, and they were the worst team in college football last year. So Deion had to, and not every player that left was bad by any means. And there were some players from the spring game that I wrote up as potential draft prospects for DenverSports.com. And they left the next day.
Right.
So I was like, okay,
whatever. Well, I hope everyone's ready to be patient.
His son could be a first-round pick, Shedeur Sanders as a quarterback. And Travis Hunter, I don't know if Travis is going to play wide receiver or corner because he's playing both for CU. He is a first-round pick. So when you see that talent at a spring game, like which was sold out, by the way.
Folsom Field.
I'd rather talk about the CU spring game than Malik Cunningham, but – they got, what, 3 UDFAs, 4?
Right.
Whatever.
Well, they know because of all these draft picks, you don't have all the roster spots. Hey, Malik Cunningham can do, if you squint, Lamar Jackson, a little bit. Louisville. Look, athletic quarterback. But for fantasy, we want to take notice here because I could easily see a scenario where if this season falls apart for this team, if this team is like a 3, 4, 5 win team, which is certainly possible, that's absolutely in the range of outcomes, maybe by the end of the year you give Cunningham a look over Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi because of what he brings in terms of athleticism. So certainly for fantasy, he has the right stuff as a quarterback to give us those numbers, and this could be a depth chart that an undrafted free agent could break into at least this year.
Let's wrap up the AFC East as we recap the 2023 NFL draft here on the Audible. Cecil Lammy, Sigma Bloom will do it with the Jets. And it seems like the Jets was hit and miss for me anyways, almost opposite picks as well. So let's talk about it. Will McDonald comes in with this team, number one, Iowa State, number 15 overall. And he's a guy that's long. He's got edge, got closing burst, has great feet, which is good. doesn't necessarily set the edge against the run the way you want. Anyway, Joe Tippmann I had as the best center in this class. So that's back-to-back picks that I like. Tippmann falls to the second round. And if there's one thing that's true in life, you want a Wisconsin offensive lineman.
Yeah.
So to get Tippmann, I think it's a great pick. And then offensive tackle Carter Warren from Pitt. They went back-to-back with Pitt Panthers because in the fifth round they got Israel Abenaconda, and I hope I got that right. Running back, very interesting notes there, Bloom. We kind of we talked about him in the fifths, just brought him up, you did, in the Breece Hall conversation. Sixth rounder, Zaire Barnes, Western Michigan outside linebacker. Sixth rounder, Jerick Bernard, Converse, LSU corner. And then Zach Kuntz, Old Dominion tight end to round things out.
Yeah, you get McDonald. Where are they counting on Broderick Jones with that pick? Was this they had to go way farther down on their board? McDonald's a solid player. Is he going to be better than some of the guys like Miles Murphy or Enduke Uzoma, who went to the end of the – I don't know. It was that kind of edge class. Certainly Jones was the guy they needed there. They did not get him. By the way, who cares about this draft, right? I mean, who really cares about the Jets draft? If Aaron Rodgers finds the Fountain of Youth, if it was his finger, then no one's going to care. And if Aaron Rodgers is really declining, then it doesn't even matter how good these players are, because that's what people are going to remember about this draft.
Right.
And they did trade down twice to get extra picks, so they're aware that they gave up some picks here. I also thought it was interesting that if you do the math, they basically there was like a Jared Stidham for James Robinson kind of deal. Anyway, Tippmann, good zone center. He's going to fit. He can maybe be a starter right away. Carter Warren, you draft someone like Carter Warren to be a swing tackle that maybe develops into a starter. Well, he might need to be a starter with the durability issues they have at offensive tackle. Abenaconda, good zone runner. I mean, he's in the right offense, and he's going to probably provide more than Michael Carter can as a runner. So if Breece Hall has any setbacks in his recovery, return to play, or if he has some injuries this year, you might want to remember that name. Barnes has some speed, special teams ability. With Bernard Converse, you get an LSU defensive back. Zach Kuntz, probably the most athletic tight end in this draft on paper.
Right.
Has to learn a lot. But this team is pretty stocked at tight end right now. Let's watch his development, maybe more of a practice squad guy. And again, I want to point this out for everybody as we're talking about these players, and we're going to learn more. Rookie minicamp, OTAs, training camp. So Zach Kuntz is the kind of player to me that I think if they try to slide him through to the practice squad, okay, everything's pretty much on track to at least see what he could present if he can learn the position at an NFL level. If they don't feel like they can put him through to the practice squad, right? And they have Conklin, Uzoma, and Jeremy Rucker. Remember, a lot of people like Rucker, who they got, I think, in the third round last year, the right. Ohio State tight end. Right. And they're keeping Zach Kuntz on the 53, knowing that they aren't going to need him or use him. Then that tells me they're pretty excited about him. And he has a very high ceiling, especially for the things we care about for fantasy football.
On this show, we say, message, undrafted free agents for the Jets include Stephen F. Austin, wide receiver Xavier Gibson, a type of player that can make an impact. He's a small guy, but he's got take it to the house speed, and he showed a tremendous nose for the end zone in college. Definitely a player to keep an eye on. Crazy deep dynasty formats. Some of our favorite formats are crazy deep dynasty.
Yeah, I like and another wide receiver. Let's talk about Jason Brownlee, who's got the length. He can go up and win the ball. Didn't have the speed. That's why he fell out of the draft. But he has the game out of Southern Miss. And welcome to the AFC, Aaron Rodgers. Welcome to the AFC East. Welcome to the AFC East cellar, New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We continue on our 2023 NFL draft recap. Cecil Lammy, Sigmund Bloom. Make sure if you watch our YouTube channel, if you're listening to this, you probably already do, but go watch our YouTube channel and help us grow that channel and, subscribe and hit the bell notification, all those sorts of things. You get extra audio content by subscribing via Spotify, via Apple Music, however you enjoy your podcast. The extra audible content that you've known to grow and love will be right here for you in audio only version. So watch us on YouTube. Have a great time subscribing to the Football Guys channel on YouTube. Also, make sure to check us out on the Audible, our audio-only podcasts, because they'll be off the chain, as Big Al used to say. NFC South, is up next, and he's Sigmund. I'm Cecil. Follow us on social networking, on Twitter, at Cecil Amy, at Sigma Bloom. The show is at The Audible. We're doing some NFC South. That's coming up next.
No comprendo.